Gemara says in that from Dad on the base, Gemara says Kasha v'leichus dimla de'iknihu. Shmas mina de'iknikana machar kana v'hayrish loy mishtabet. So you have a right from here that it's not mishtabet. Gemara says Letzicha tekam edim yadina be'behaid lahavli arma oilam. We're talking about a tzir where the edim say we know for sure this person never owned any karka, and therefore we don't have to be choshish for it. So Taisus says over here that the b'maschol v'lahavli arma oilam mikan tshuva la'aymim. From here is a right against what some people say. The minig was to write in a harshav and a satila arba amos b'chatzeri. You're giving him for amos in your chatzer. Afgav the leisei karka. Even they don't have karka, so how can you say giving karka if you don't have karka? So there are those who say mishum ne'imcha adam shem la arba amos b'ratzisol the karka and nizalus. That there's no one who doesn't have karka in Eretzisol because karka is not nizal. Therefore, everyone has a certain chelik in Eretzisol. The Torah is trying to say from Agamar is mashu not like that. Mashu they could have matzav b'vein l'karka. But the etzem svar of Taisus is tzarech bir. What does it mean that in lechadam shein lekakev eretzol because it's not nigzal? Effect of lechanan, but there is a musig of kibush mochama. Kibush mochama works even on kaka. If kaim come and they have a mochama, they're kaivish it, then it becomes theirs. That's mefurish in the gemara and gittin. So why don't we have to be chayshish that once it's kibush mochama, once we were in galus, lechar we do lose the kaka. So lechanan says that tzarech lemed deshanei eretzol shen muftachim shetachzulan b'vios agayel shen nechakel b'choyim sheyavoy. And therefore, one applies. He says, a chiddush, that kibush mochama is any other country, but in Eretz Yisrael, even if they're kibush, being that we know for sure the kibush is not forever, it will come back to us one day. When Mashiach comes, therefore, that kibush is not chal to take it away from us, and therefore, our kinyan remains. And the Chazanish says a similar svar on his own in Chesha Mishpat, Simon Aleph, in Eitzchav Zayin. He says, he's masufik, but he says, maybe you could say that even though the even after Kibush Muhammad Eretz Yisrael, maybe Chashiva Eretz Shol Yisrael Mitzad Haftach Hashem Yisbarach LaHashiva Leinu V'Havi HaGuf Shalanu V'Hilgach Af Shekol Yachid Kvar Paka Kinyana Michalkai V'Kamachim Yeshu Chol Yachid Chelik Baretz Mitzad Shnit Nuchol Yisrael V'Tizchak V'Bayaretz L'Asa Lavai. So the fact that it will be given back to us, even though right now they took it away, it's not Mefkir HaKinyan, and therefore the Kinyan remains forever. And the truth is, both of these Achanim of Achanan and Chazanesh and Mechavim to the Tubas Maram Bar Baruch, this is brought on in the Gilyani Ashasover from Rabbi Yosef Engel. He mamash asks his kasha and seems to say the starts. When he asks on the Tires of Tosis, he says that in Taima Natula Akum Banan Bagalus. He says Lamaisa Legaim took it and we're in Galus today, so they did take it away from us. So he ends up saying that Kamil Rabbanan the Kakin and Gazalus of the Cheskis Yisrael he and he has a Shem Yisrael even when we're not there. And he ends up saying, he says Hashem Eretz Mlev Asidim Anu Lachzar Lev Libra Shaisa. We are asked to come back into Yarshanet, and he seems to be saying this svara, the being that we know for sure we're muftach that we will come back in Yarshanet. Therefore, even though they did take it temporarily, that's not mevatar hakibush, and the kinyan remains la'olam, and that would be the beer in this in the shita in the Rishonim that Taisus is bringing down.